Technology is an integral part of our business and personal lives, affecting virtually everything we do and experience in some form or fashion.
Information security.
As CPAs, it's never been more important to be ahead of the technology curve.
Privacy management.
That's why the AICPA established the Top Technology Initiatives list, highlighting emerging technologies that'll contribute to the accounting profession.
Assurance and compliance. Mobile and remote computing.
Welcome to this featured podcast on effective management of your records and data. I'm Joanne David Barija, project manager with the AICPA's IT community. As folks begin to engage in their New Year's resolution, there is one additional goal that should be added to that mix of to-dos, and that is vowing to implement an approach to safeguard your confidential data or that of your clients. As you begin to prepare for tax season, initiate a review of last year's records. You should pay high consideration to the process of preparing those year-end filings. Consider the effective methodology for aggregating your records, how to properly secure the records, and lastly, what are your proper techniques for the disposal of records you no longer have a use for. In this podcast, our featured speaker is Nancy A. Cohen, CPA, CITP, and CIPP. She'll discuss the considerations for safeguarding personal information. Additionally, Nancy will reference supplemental tools available on the www.aicpa.org/infotech site that will include access to a paper on records management, the framework called Generally Accepted Privacy Principles for use in preparing your own privacy plan, and she'll also provide details on an upcoming webinar that will provide a comprehensive discussion of the subject matter. Welcome, Nancy. Why does the topic of privacy and the safekeeping of personally identifiable information continue to crop up in the media? Why does it continue to proliferate and continues to run as a hot topic?
Good question, Joanne. Almost every company keeps sensitive personal information in their files, either in electronic or paper format, and every day somebody loses their identity. The Federal Trade Commission estimates that as many as 9 million people have their identity stolen every year. And one of today's key business imperatives is maintaining the privacy of personal information that is collected and held by an organization. As our systems and processes become more complex and sophisticated, more and more personal information are being collected, and because more data is being collected and held, personal information may be at a risk to a variety of vulnerabilities, including loss, misuse, unauthorized access, and unauthorized disclosure.
What type of information is considered to be personal information?
All right, personal information, or personally identifiable information, can be your name, your home, or your email address, your social security number, your physical characteristics, or your purchase history of the company. Some personal information is considered to be sensitive and requires an extra level of protection and a higher duty of care, such as information on medical or health conditions, financial information, racial or ethnic origin, or information related to offenses or criminal convictions.
Nancy, can you describe what impact a security breach has on an organization?
Well, data breaches are costly. According to a study that was done by the Panamon Institute, data breaches cost U.S. companies on the average of $202 per compromised customer record in 2008. That's compared to $197 in 2007. For 2009, we know that number is going to increase. Data breaches can cause damage to a company's reputation, its brand, or business relationships. It can cause legal liability and industry or regulatory sanctions. There may be even charges of deceptive business practices or customer or employee distress, and even liability resulting from identity theft. There are many reasons why an organization should strive to safeguard personal information. First, good security is just plain good business. Today's customers, or our clients, are concerned about their privacy. They prefer companies that demonstrate a commitment to security, And for that same reason, customers will think twice before doing with business with a company that has experienced a privacy problem. And many businesses will find it more cost-effective to secure the information they have rather than try to repair the damage and rebuild customer confidence after data loss or breach. And in addition, there are many federal and state laws that may require companies to implement reasonable information security practices. Depending upon your business and the type of information you hold, there are several laws that may be applicable to you. Some of them are the Fair Credit Reporting Act, also known as FCRA, which is designed primarily to protect the privacy of consumer report information, the details in a consumer's credit report, and to guarantee that that information supplied by consumer reporting agencies is as accurate as possible. The FCRA was amended in 2005 by another law called the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act, or FACTR. Another act is the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, also known as GLBA. And this law applies to financial institutions, and companies need to know that, as the law defines it, the term financial institutions is broad and includes more than just banks. For example, car dealerships and car loans are included in there. Among other things, this act requires businesses to have reasonable policies and procedures to ensure the security and confidentiality of customer information. Another act is the Federal Trade Commission Act, and this act prohibits deceptive or unfair trade practices. Under this act, businesses must handle consumer information in a way that is consistent with their promises to their customers. For example, what they say in their online privacy policy, and avoid data security practices that create an unreasonable risk of harm to consumer data. There are other federal laws that may affect a company's data security requirements depending upon the nature of their business, such as HIPAA, which is the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, FERPA, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, which applies to student records, and the DPPA, which is the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, which applies to information maintained by state departments of motor vehicles. And in addition to federal, there are state laws. And as concerns over identity theft and data security have increased, many states have passed laws or regulations to protect their citizens. Currently, there are 45 states, plus the District of Columbia, that have security breach laws on their books. And in addition to complying with federal laws, businesses should look to state laws to make sure they are in compliance.
Can you provide some sound advice to our listeners on what tools they should review to help thwart threats to their personal information?
Sure. On the AICPA's information technology website, which is aicpa.org/infotech, on our privacy resource page, we have a map of the United States that shows the 45 states, in addition to, I believe it's District of Columbia, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico, that have state security breach laws on their books. And we have a list of the states. You click on the state listing, and you will be taken to a page that describes what that regulation is with a link to the state regulation and to the state website. Very easy to find, very informative, and if you do business in any state, you need to know what those state regulations are for the customers or clients that you have in a particular state.
I'm sure our listeners would appreciate some sound advice on how to thwart threats.
Well, the AICPA has a privacy task force, and it has developed a list of 10 steps to protect personal information. They are as follows. Number one, do not collect more personal information than you need. Two, do not retain personal information for longer than legally required or is necessary for your business purposes. Three, protect the personal information you collect, use, disclose, and retain. Four, ensure additional protection methods on sensitive personal information that is retained. Five, restrict access to personal information only to individuals who have a business need to access that information. Six, dispose of personal information appropriately. Seven, instill awareness and train employees on the proper handling of personal information. Number eight, understand the federal, state, and local laws that we just talked about. 9, conduct regular audits to ensure that personal information is protected. And 10, keep abreast of the latest information on protecting personal information. We have a PowerPoint presentation that further elaborates these 10 steps, and it can also be found on the IT Membership Section website, along with other references on identity theft.
How long should you retain personal information?
Well, how long personal information is kept within an organization will really depend upon the number of factors, such as the nature of the organization's business and its current activities, the purpose of the data collection, legal and regulatory requirements, and contractual obligations of the organization, including obligations to third parties. There are two privacy considerations that should be kept in mind in developing or reviewing a records retention policy. Personal information should be disposed of once its use or retention is no longer required for the business or for legal purposes, and personal information should not be retained or used for purposes that have not been disclosed in the organization's privacy policy.
What should an organization do with personal information that it no longer needs?
Well, after any statutory or business retention regulations have been met, personal information at the end of its information lifecycle must be destroyed in a manner that is secure and does not allow that information to be recovered. Destruction of unneeded personal information can save storage costs, reduce the possibility of loss, and lower the risk of litigation. Electronic files should be securely deleted, and physical files should be sent for secure disposal according to one of several methods. For example, electronic read-only media, such as CD-ROMs. You need to either crush, pulverize, drill holes, or use other such methods to render the media unusable and unreadable and to make sure that it is no longer accessible. For electronic read-write media, such as hard drives or USB keys, overwriting, wiping, or deleting the information is recommended. And for paper records, shredding or burning is highly recommended. Particular attention should be paid to ensuring that the process is irreversible and the data is irretrievable. In general, burning or incineration is the most effective way to ensure the information cannot be recovered. However, shredding is the most common method used.
Can you tell us about the most recent paper produced by the AICPA-CICA's Privacy Task Force?
Sure. The paper discusses the importance of designing privacy into an organization's records management program and how that can be accomplished using generally accepted privacy principles. It explains what personal information is and why privacy is an important business issue.
I know for our listeners, they're probably intent on obtaining additional information for their own use. Now, I do know that there is an upcoming webcast that you will be a featured presenter on with Marilyn Prosh, a professor and CIPP. Can you tell us what participants will come away with from this presentation?
My pleasure. The web seminar is titled Closing the Privacy Gap, Best Practices to Protect Your Data. It airs on January 28th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which, by the way, is National Data Privacy Day. Dr. Marilyn Prosh of Arizona State University and I will host the seminar. The seminar will focus on generally accepted privacy principles, or GAP, as we call it, G-A-P-P, the other GAP, which was originally released in 2003 as the privacy framework. GAP has been recently updated to better align with today's privacy issues. GAP is an internationally recognized privacy framework and was developed by the AICPA and the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants. It is designed to assist management of an organization in creating an effective privacy program that addresses their privacy obligations, risks, and business opportunities. Safeguarding personal information is one of the most challenging responsibilities an organization has, whether it's the information pertaining to its employees or its customers. The criteria of the privacy principles were updated to minimize the risk to personal information. 8 new criteria address risks related to identity theft by enhancing the criteria for security, privacy incident and breach response, and disposal of personal information. The new criteria also includes additional good business practices for privacy and security in areas such as information classification, risk assessments, and privacy implications of change management.
Tell us where listeners can go for more information and where they can go to register for this webcast.
Well, sure. If listeners are interested, they can register for the web seminar by going to www.aicpa.org/ITINFOCAST or ITINFOCASTS or to www.cpa2biz.com and look under web events for our January web events. It will also be available in the IT Community Archives to view if you missed the live web seminar.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for participating in this podcast, and I hope that our listeners have come away with some good information that will help them safeguard their personally identifiable information. For more information on this topic or to view additional resources, visit aicpa.org/infotech. This is your information station for all things related to the management of information in the accounting profession.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Top Technology Initiatives podcast. And if you're looking for more information on the top technology initiatives, go to www.aicpa.org/toptech. That's aicpa.org/TOPTECH. Or if you have any questions for us, email us at toptech@aicpa.org. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.